Let's go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline and bring in Alan Karpik, the publisher of goldandblack.com. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, guys. A beautiful morning in West Lafayette, and I'm sure it is just across the river as well.
Are we supposed to get bad weather this weekend? Is that the? I know you were in the TV studio there briefly a couple of minutes ago. Is that the deal this weekend?
Yeah, Andy. If you talked about Danny Brown, that it may be it's going to be north of Indianapolis, so it may hit us a little bit. Starting maybe a little bit later tonight, it's going to be a wild swing of warm weather, little ice, little rain, and I'm good at giving you the weather report here. No, I think going to be a little dicey this evening and maybe into tomorrow morning, and then get really cold.
All right, that's all we need. See ya.
Thanks for the weather. Drew was excited to hear that, considering he'll be down at the home show the next week and a half, where he'd like the weather to be okay so people show up. Anyway, that's another story, though. Let's talk a little bit of basketball. Drew and I have been talking about Brian Neubert's article this morning a little bit on the air, just about the, you know, going deep into the home road splits in the Big Ten. And we thought that maybe the most remarkable part of that story is just that four teams last year won 6 or 7 games on the road in the Big Ten. It seems almost impossible that even one team will get to 6 road victories this year.
Well, if it does, it will run away with the league. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, it has been well documented. Why are teams not, you know, you look at Indiana and you look at Brian's graphic, Indiana down 20 points at home, averaging 76 at home, 57 on the road. There are, you know, Maryland's down 10 points, scoring home versus road. Purdue down 13. It's just been one of those years, and I don't know. Matt Painter, and yesterday, I know that when Brian talked to him, I also had much to say about the fact that his theory is it has something to do with schedule. You know, teams scheduling up, playing for the most part. The 14 teams in the Big Ten, for the most part, have taken on tougher non-conference foes. And that just makes them tougher at home, is his opinion. And I think there's something to that. I also just think this year is kind of crazy.
I theorized maybe that there's a lack of veteran presence on some Big Ten teams, that outside Cassius Winston, I mean, some other teams have some veteran guys, but like veteran lead guards, you know, guys like Winston who, you know, can just sort of, you know, and his team's coming off getting thumped at Purdue, I understand. But, you know, just sort of that the senior leaders on a team that help to carry your team in a hostile environment. Is there maybe just a lack of depth at that spot overall in the Big Ten? And could that be a reason why teams can't win on the road?
Well, I mean, you do have Xavier Simpson, you do have Anthony Cowan. But, I think there's something to that, certainly. The fact that it's having depth and having experience across the board, I think that makes a difference. But certainly at the point guard play and making things happen. But look at Maryland against Wisconsin. I mean, they just get the ball and bounce. I mean, it's not quite that simple. That it could have helped them. Purdue came within an eyelash of winning at Michigan, a bounce one way, and it is just one of those deals where. One of those kind of seasons where I agree with the overall premise that there's youth in the league. I think that makes a difference. And I think that also teams have really worked hard to make their home environments really difficult. And they've ramped that up. I think that's even that way, just the way that game time presentations, students, et cetera, has made a big difference so far. And you know, it could change. And again, if you're right, if somebody can win 4 or 5 road games, I think they're going to win the league.
Alan Karpik of goldandblack.com joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Drew?
Alan, you briefly mentioned Anthony Cowan Jr. there for Maryland. Purdue will face their third straight really good guard in the Big Ten after Xavier Simpson, Cassius Winston, and now Cowan Jr. They'll obviously need to contain him and Jalen Smith, but what else do you look for here as Purdue heads on the road to face a good ranked Maryland team who hasn't lost at home?
No, I think it comes down to, and it's somewhat in what we're talking about in this number. Purdue's got to make some shots on the road. I think Sasha Stefanovic, who has really struggled on the road. It's such a key part of getting Purdue's offense going. We all are waiting for Aaron Wheeler to make a jump shot. That day will happen. And I don't mean to be facetious about that, but this is, somebody's got to do that. And you have to be able to score enough in a game on the road. Yeah, I don't expect a game in the high 70s here, but you have to make enough shots. And the other thing is, which will be interesting to watch, is how does Matt Painter deal with, assuming that that Matt Harms is better, and he should be, that this will be a game where how much do you play those guys together? Does Williams start to take Harms minutes? You know, all those kind of factors are a good storyline. But I still would like, if you're Purdue, you got to get confidence in yourself. And how do you get confidence on the road? You make some shots. And I think that that's what's going to be a storyline for the Boilermakers when they can travel to College Park later today and play tomorrow afternoon in a game that, again, I think Purdue's got, you know, Purdue has 7 road games left. And they'll be an underdog in 6 of them, maybe only a favorite against Northwestern, maybe. But you look at the schedule, too, and you say there's none of those games that are out of reach. Certainly, you can win any one of the 7. I think Purdue needs to win at least 2 of them to feel like they're not going to be on pins and needles on Selection Sunday.
Sometimes on a road game, you need a surprise player. Purdue got it in a home game last week with Evan Boudreau coming off the bench and scoring 11 and drawing some charges, getting a couple of key rebounds and drawing some fouls. Who could it be tomorrow, you think? You know, as a possibility, maybe Aaron Wheeler finally breaks out. Isaiah Thompson, you know, has shown flashes of offensive potential. Jihad Proctor has struggled here in the Big Ten, but might be a guy you look to. It seems like somebody on the road has got to step up and do something.
I think that's true. And I think, you know, you go back to, I can remember a game maybe about 8 to 10 years ago, John Hart going to Illinois. Making shots kind of out of the blue. And he got interviewed by Aaron Andrews after the game. That's what I remember. And a guy that all goes from, basically at the end of the bench to making some shots. Yeah, somebody's got to step up. And Evan Boudreau certainly was big against Michigan State. You hope that that confidence continues because that can make a big difference, obviously. Everybody's trying to put Evan Boudreau in Grady Eifert's shoes. They're different players, but if he can make some shots outside, and certainly if Aaron Wheeler can just get off the deck, it can change everything. But still, having said all that, Purdue will have to play, in my view, based on the team I've seen so far, they should play near flawlessly to beat a team that Maryland that many considered a top 10 or top 15 team early in this season, and could return to that if the Terrapins can get some mojo going.
Yeah, one of the most talented teams in the Big Ten, though they have struggled on the road too, scoring just 103 points in the last 2 outings. Maybe Elliott Bloom should leave Aaron Wheeler out of the scorebook tomorrow, much like he did with Hart back in that Illinois game, right?
Yeah,
that was
that's
the game,
right?
And then, you know, they get a technical foul for that, and then he goes off for 30 points or whatever it was. So maybe that's how you get Aaron Wheeler going tomorrow.
Yeah,
out of the scorebook.
I'd forgotten. Boy, I hate to pin that with Elliott, but that's right. I remember that now. And I think, you know, that's the thing you do need. You need things to come out of the blue. I mean, you look at last year's team, and again, this is apples and oranges. I get that. But you needed things to be surprising. You needed a guy like Grady Eifert to step up that – nobody expected and become a really big-time Big Ten player. That's what it takes to have championship seasons, especially when the playing field is pretty homogenized, pretty level. And I think that's if Purdue can get someone to step up, I'm not saying Purdue's going to compete necessarily for the Big Ten championship, but I do think this team is capable of making the NCAA tournament, but it can't be status quo. It's got to do something special on the road a couple of times and hold serve at home. And I would also say, guys, even as crazy as it sounds, the second you think you're going to win all your home games, you're going to lose one. So
yeah.
Purdue's already lost one at home, obviously, this year against Texas. But this is that just seems to be the way the Big Ten works. And Purdue will have plenty of landmines in Mackey Arena because after Friday night or after Saturday afternoon in Maryland, you've got Illinois, a very difficult, dangerous team to beat you by 26 coming into Mackey on Tuesday.
Do you feel like Purdue has turned a corner at this point, or do you need to see the Boilermakers at the very least play well in a third straight game and or win that game after beating Michigan State?
I think I like what I see. We all like probably like what we see from the second half of the really from the game in Ann Arbor on the last two games is what's not to like about Michigan State. But yeah, I think it's about putting it together. And I think over time, give me a couple more data points. And you bring up a point. Nobody wants to go in the game expecting to lose or taking a moral victory. But if you're Purdue, you want to play solid basketball because it's going to be a crapshoot for a lot of these road games. You just got to put yourself in position. And if you do that enough times, if you do what you did at Ann Arbor, you're going to win some games. And that's what the key is. So I just think you want to see consistency of play. And that can happen tomorrow, maybe even in a loss. But you want to be able to do that and look like you know what you're doing offensively. Because that will help Purdue's defense too. I mean, if Purdue's offense can take some shots, allow its defense to set up. Purdue's pretty good in the half court defense, probably just about as good as anybody in the league. And if you can do that, especially against Maryland, who likes to get up and down the court a little bit, if you can just make some shots, slow them down a little, that can't hurt come Saturday afternoon.
Al, thanks for the Purdue Maryland breakdown. Also, thanks for the weather report with us this morning. And have a good weekend. Stay warm.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
That's Alan Karpik of goldandblack.com joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Let's take a